Welcome back. I'm certainly glad you're here today. And wow, do we have an amazing guest, yet another one that we're so pleased to feature today. Her name, Kathy Sexton, and she's a productivity and profit specialist, a speaker, author, TV host, and an extraordinary coach. Kathy Sexton works with highly driven, overworked, and underpaid stresspreneurs. Sounds familiar? And she works with individuals all over to ignite productivity, increase profits, and accelerate results. She's committed to helping others reduce stress by gaining clarity and focus so they get more done in fewer hours and make more money. How you doing, Kathy?
Fine. How are you doing today, Raven? So excited to be here.
Oh, yes, we're so excited to have you. I am doing amazing, getting over a cold, but feel blessed. And to the audience that may be watching this, at this time, we're going through the coronavirus. So you'll hear us kind of talk about that a little bit today and get some tips on how we can stay productive during this time. And guess what? If the virus is over, which we hope by the time you're listening to, it's over. That's a good thing, but you still walk away with some amazing tips, right, Kathy?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
The productivity expert, how'd you get that name?
Interesting how I got the name for the company. I basically just started working with my clients who were accounting clients and realized they needed so much more help and started and so productivity basically was kind of then my lane, and I started going down that. And when I rebranded my company in 2010 is when I picked the productivity experts.
I like it. I like it because it's important for all of us to stay productive, right?
Oh,
So many
definitely.
times we're like, cleaning our desk and straightening our chair, and oh, the computer would look better over here. Oh, I would look better over here. We get wrapped up into things that's taking us way off track. What do you say to us people that do that? I plead guilty every now and then.
Well, I call that creative avoidance.
Okay, that's what that is.
You're
Creative
being
avoidance.
creative and you're trying to avoid something that you should be doing, probably.
I think you got that right. I think they got that right. Now, I got to ask the viewers and the listeners, how many of you feel like that, that you are doing that creative avoidance? Is there a project you know you need to get done? Again, if we're going through this coronavirus, we're on lockdown, most of us, so this is a great time to really get productive, isn't it, Kathy?
Oh, definitely. It's a great time to do, especially if you're not used to being at home and now you're at home. It's a great time to get some of those projects done. My client, I've talked with Tom, one of my clients the other day, and she goes, "Boy, I've been wanting to clean out my file cabinet forever, and now it's finally done." So if it's projects around the home or whatever, those of us who normally work from home, though, don't see a big difference, and because that's what we normally do, we're still in our normal mode of working, so.
Yeah, so it's not much of a lockdown for us,
Right.
In fact, we might get more calls from customers and clients because they're on lockdown, which means we could be spending a lot of time on fixing problems and challenges and things like that, disputes and stuff, because now our customers and clients that were working outside the home or were on the road speaking are now they're locked down and they're just looking for stuff to keep them busy.
Right, correct.
Yeah. But being the great customer service people that all of us are, we're okay with that calling in because, whenever they call in, and I'd like to get your opinion on this, Kathy, that gives us another touching point to say, okay, yeah, now that we have that handled, what are some of the things you have planned to get you through this hump? Have you ever thought of? And so that's actually a good thing in a way, isn't it?
Oh, yes, I definitely think it is. And just even helping people at this point in time,
Mm-hmm.
you know, trying to figure out, you know, even if I need just a quick phone call to help talk somebody off the wall or something like that. But it's a great time for me to just be able to put my services out there for people who really just could need a little quick pick me up.
I want to talk about how you got started in this business, and then we'll come back to what's going on in today's world with the coronavirus and some of the tips I know that you can pass on that will work whether we're during the virus time or afterwards, because, you know, we want to make this to evergreen so people can get benefit from it all the way. And then I know you got something special, so we're going to tell the viewers and listeners to stay tuned, because she's a giver and she's got something to give to you. Yeah, right, Kathy?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, so basically, kind of tell you my background in a quick story is that I'm accountant by trade and did that for 30 plus years. And basically, I was in the corporate world and started having health issues. And I was working, you know, I started coming in earlier, staying later and later. I now call myself a reforming workaholic because I definitely was a workaholic at the time. Started having health issues, you know, and nothing seemed, it just seemed to keep on piling up. I was on that hamster wheel. And then I was finally diagnosed with a life-threatening disease that would take my heart, my sight, my eyesight. And it made me really stop and say, hey, you know, what's, you know, you need to look what you're doing and you need to work differently. So I started a small business, and people always say, you know, well, isn't that stressful? Because really the disease that I have to, you know, keep at bay is brought on and induced by stress. And I say, yeah, but stress, it's my stress now, not somebody else's putting it on me, not somebody else, you know, keeping me from doing what I really needed to do. So it's a definitely a different kind of stress. But that's why I'm really so passionate about what I do now, is because I've been there, done that, and could see what could have happened. Mm-hmm. And I just want to help other people not go down that same road.
Yeah, you know, it's so great to be doing something that you're extremely passionate about, for sure. And it brings us a lot of pleasure, but it also brings us that inner stress that you talk about, because we don't realize that we're working all the crazy hours that we're working. You know, with me, I know sometimes I don't realize that I've sat in my chair for 6 hours and maybe got up to go to the restroom or get some water once, right? And, you know, just going from one project to another, or one call to another, and that does cause a lot of inner stress. And another thing it causes, we think we're being productive, but really we're kind of like not being as productive as we can be. Can you speak on that?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's a good point, because I have to be very aware of that, because I can get really involved and really, you know, in focused on a project and again, forget to get up and move around. So the best thing for everyone who's working from home now that they never have before or always work from home is really pace yourself at no more than 90 minute segments.
Now, no more than 90 minutes. Okay.
Yeah,
90 Why is that?
Because it basically at point, the statistics show that after 90 minutes, our energy levels, our concentration start depleting. So even though we're still working, we're not working as efficient or effectively as we would be is if we just got up, took a little break, just got our mind clear and came back and refocused. So it's really important that we, you know, change that, and we really limit on how much time we're sitting and focused on a project.
Wow, 90 minutes. Okay, so it might be good to get a, what do they call those things? I know I used to get one at Best Buy,
a
countdown timer. Yeah, and set it for 90 minutes. Good time to stretch, or even my husband always says, let's do some knee bends or something like that. You know, really exercise, get those legs and get that energy moving and that body moving, right?
Yeah, definitely. You know, having a timer, you know, you said there's online timers, your phone, having a little timer on your desk, anything like that. I even have a program I use, and I can set the timer, and when the ding goes off, then I know, okay, it's time to get up, walk around, and then I come back and set it for another 90 minutes.
Well, can I just say you are doing something right, because, lady, you are looking good today, okay? You look fabulous, you know, okay? So I see another book coming out, right? Because you have done something that us ladies wants to know about, but we'll move along right now, okay? Listen, I know you help people all over ignite productivity. Tell us more about exactly what you do and who you help.
Yes. So I basically, you know, of course, mine, like everybody else's small business, evolves through time, but it's gotten to the point where I'm really working mainly. I mean, I work with anyone who needs to be more productive, more organized, but I'm mainly working with small business owners. I call them stresspreneurs. Because they are overworked, they're overwhelmed, they're underpaid, they don't pay themselves like they should, and then they're not making the profit in their business that they should. So through coaching and training, I've got a new online program coming up, and is my way of being my mode of trying to, you know, help them.
Stresspreneurs. I'm guilty. Yeah. What made you come up with that? That's
cute. Well, honestly, the reason I came up with that is because I was calling myself a reforming workaholic. I was doing that. And then I interviewed 25 small business owners, mainly women, and that word was not you know, meaningful to them. They didn't see themselves in that word. And I think that's more of an age or a 9-to-5 type person instead of a business owner. And so through that process, I realized they're still overwhelmed, they're overworked, they're frustrated, they're stressed, all these things that what I, you know, was as what I call workaholic. And then I thought, I have to find a word that they can relate to. And eventually one day it just came up to me, because I'm really trying to reduce stress is really the key here. And that's when I said stresspreneur. And so that's what I've been using ever since.
Yeah, well, a lot of people can relate that to that. So that's good. I want you to kind of define to us more why you think small business owners struggle so much, and is it something that we need to let go of that keeps us in that constant struggle mode?
I think that the biggest problem with small, I wouldn't say it's the biggest problem, but the problem with small business owners is we love what we do. We're doing it because we are passionate about what we do, or we're well trained in what we do, but we've never really learned how to run a business. So all the outside things, you know, the accounting, the websites, the marketing, the all those other things outside of that are kind of heavy on them. And so they don't know how to deal with all of those things. And they tend to go in the moment instead of having some plans and having some working through a process versus just doing it, okay, I'll do it now this way, and then later I'll do it a different way.
Yeah, well, I have a theory about that, because I know for me, coming from corporate to actually starting a business, it was hard, because during corporate, I had people telling me what to do. And I thought I hated that. But what I found out in my business, I needed someone telling me what to do, because I thought, you know, having a business was just sitting there waiting for the phone to ring. Or something, right? Okay, now what? I got the business, got everything, you know, I'm ready. And nothing happens. And at the end of the week, didn't have a check. So I had to learn to be my boss before I could be a business person. And right. So I threw myself into the marketing and the prospecting first, and the marketing and all that. And like you said, I totally missed the bookkeeping and all the functionality that goes behind the scenes, because we're in the midst of it. We're in what I call the flow of our hustle, and we don't know shit about the other stuff, to be honest, right? Because our bosses did that.
Right.
What we did up front was the actual activity and the work, and was in the hustle mode and trying to please them. So,
right. Yeah. And, you know, and then there, I think then to add to that is we don't know how to do a lot of that stuff, but then we're afraid that I can't afford to pay somebody. Well, that's the best thing you could do is hire somebody to, you know, be accountable to, or hire somebody to do that bookkeeping, to do that marketing, to do that website, because they can do it better, more efficiently, and more effectively with less money in the long run. We think as small business owners that our time is zero. It costs zero. It's not. It costs lots of money.
Yeah, we're hurting ourselves. And one of my mentors, Alex Mendoshian, I remember learning from him years ago, and he was the first one that told me, you know, you are really hurting yourself and stunning your pocket because you're trying to learn stuff to do that you can easily pay people to do, and it'll be done. When you wake up in the morning, but by the time you go to bed at night, what you're struggling to just learn what to do, they've done, wiped it out. It's worth the money. And that's when I learned, okay, it's better to just go ahead and invest, even when you don't have it, because it's going to take you longer to success if you don't. And you're still not going to have any money. So you might as well just go ahead and do it, right?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So the stresspreneurs and the business people that are stresspreneurs that you help, tell us exactly how you help them, in what way.
So I really look at, you know, first I look at their natural productivity style. I really need to understand how they work, how they think. We all have our own personal style. There's no one style for, you know, everybody, or it's really about how we think, how we react, how we make decisions. Mm-hmm. Are we a process person? Are we a follow that next shiny thing? Are we, you know, spontaneous? Are we very detailed? Are we not so detailed? We just want the results. So it's really understanding that first, so that we don't create a process that's not going to work for them. Because I think people need to realize that it's not about what you should do, it's about what you will do. So you want to make sure that whatever process you're putting in place, it's going to work for you. So that's my first step. And then through coaching, and we look at, you know, the areas, instead of trying to reconstruct everything, we pick one area that's not working and we start working on that. So all of my coaching and everything is very customizable for the client. You know, when I'm doing coaching, and there's not, okay, we're going to do this and this and this. It's really very customized onto what they need at the time.
I love the fact that it's customizable, because every business owner is different. They're unique. Yes. Their problems and situation is different and unique. I think a lot of times we go out there and try to do a cookie cutter type plan, Kathy, thinking it's going to work for everybody, us as coaches, and it doesn't, because everybody's different. And I think that's an important factor in being more productive, is you got to know your audience. You got to know what the pain, the problems, the joy of your audience, and serve them individually, not as one package. What you got to say about that?
Definitely. You know, I would have coaches tell me, you need this signature system. And I do have some systems that I teach in trainings and things like that. But when I'm coaching a small business owner, I mean, we have to be dealing with what they're dealing with. Yeah. So it's really important. This is not me. I'm just saying, okay, what's going on? For example, I've been working with a gentleman for the last, you know, 3 or 4 months, and he's a multipreneur. So he's got a couple different businesses, but all of a sudden now he's taking care of his parents too. Mm-hmm. So, you know, so how does he work and take care of his parents? You know? We are all in different situations where, you know, so it really is important that we look at our situation, how we're working, what we want to accomplish, because it's going to be different for everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know what? I was thinking, I know you got several different types of books. What was your transition from coach to being an author? Why did you decide to become an author? Is that something that we all should think about? And then finally, what's your latest book about?
Interesting that you asked that. So interesting. I never, ever, ever wanted to be an author. Never, no. ever, ever thought I would be an author. And really, when I first started getting into the productivity organizing type thing, I had an opportunity to write a chapter. And so I did that. So I'm in like I guess there's five different books that I'm just in complications, you know, grouping of different people's where I've read just did authors. And then about 5 years or so ago, I was sending out tips a week. You know, I was calling them the Ignite tip, and every week sending out tips, and people kept on telling me they need to be in a book. They need to be in a book. So then I thought, okay, well, I already have this content. Why not put it in a book? So I did that. And then my latest book, a marketing company called me and asked me to write a book. It's a journal basically, and it's based on the five roadblocks to productivity. So that's the newest one. And you know, and it was just an honor that somebody called me and said, will you write this book? So
wow, that's awesome. Yeah, I find it interesting that you never wanted to be an author, you know, because when I read some of the chapters and things you've done, you know, you do it so well. So kudos for that, for sure. So let's talk about the coronavirus, you know, and again, some of you may be listening to this afterwards, and we may have gone past this difficult challenge, but that's okay, because as long as we're in this world, it's going to be something else. So Kathy, relating to the coronavirus, people are fearful because of the unknown, okay? We are in what they call a lockdown or lock-in, to where we're not really supposed to be going out there because we don't want to get infected, or we don't want to infect anyone else if we are, even if we have the sniffles and we're not sure. So how can people stay positive? Because positivity has a lot to do with productivity, right? How can they stay positive during this time and effectively, let's use the word effectively, productive during this time?
Definitely. So as you said, we might not, you know, somebody might see this later and not real, you know, not be in that situation. But we always have challenges that come and go through our life. And it can be on a personal challenge, could be a business challenge, or it could be globally, like it is currently, yeah. Right? Or nationally and go globally in this instance. So I think there's a couple things. Number one, if you're, is to keep some routines. And the biggest thing is, if you're used to working from home, you know, it's a little bit easier. But if you're not used to working from home or staying in, and also with having children and spouses trying to work with that, that's all can get complicated. So the first thing is keep routines. Go to get up every morning at the same time, go to bed every night at the same time, kids go to bed at the same time. Don't let them get lax like they do during the summertime. Keep them, also keep a schedule, make a schedule so that everybody knows what's going to happen during the day. So it's about communication. And I think that will reduce fear for everybody when we know we have a routine and we know what's going to happen. So, you know, normally you might be working 8 hours or, you know, whatever your time period is. Well, now you can't do that because you have children or even just a spouse, you know, that you have to deal with. So you need to break up your day, you know, probably less than those 90 minutes, but break up the day and know that, you know, if the kids, it's time for a movie, then maybe that's a time that you can concentrate on a project. Sure that if the weather's nice, that you do go outside and get some fresh air. That's really important, you know, to get that vitamin D, and the fresh air just kind of changes your whole mental state. It really is about keeping things as normal, but also planning. So scheduling the day, okay, at this time we're going to do this, at this time we're going to do this, then everybody knows, and we're not saying, Mom, I want to do this, or, you know, knocking on the door. And two, if you've never worked from home before, find an office, find a bedroom that you can go in and be able to close the door and have your quiet time.
What about those people that live by themselves? They may or may not have any pets. They've always been on the road because, you know, you're a speaker. We're dealing with a lot of speakers that are consistently on the road, consistently gone. And now they're finding themselves confined into the home, right? They don't have a pet, or maybe they do have a pet, but let's just say they're by themselves. How does one stay encouraged, motivated, and uplifted to even want to do the work? Again, there's a lot of uncertainty that's going on, you know, and how do they bring the joy back in their life and be disciplined? Because you're right, you got to go outside, you got to keep some kind of activity, you know, to keep from going stir crazy, or worse than that, depressed, which, you know, you're starting to see signs of people feeling a little depressed.
Right. So one thing is interesting. I had a client call me who basically is like that. They're another speaker and they constantly traveling, right? Mm-hmm. But what they realized was while they were doing all that traveling, it was easy to ignore things.
Ooh,
easy
okay.
to ignore, you know, inside things and emotions and feelings that we had. And now that they're all alone, these are starting to come up. So a couple good things I think you can do is, number one, journal. Maybe just plan on journaling every day. You know, we have Zoom, we have, you know, all these different webinar type of situations. There's plenty of ways to learn now because everybody's doing a new webinar because they can't, you know, that everybody needs that social interaction. So the meetings that I'm usually involved in, we're all doing them, you know, online now. So making sure, so taking on some, maybe a hobby that you haven't done before. Maybe you want to take up painting, or you want to take up, you know, I'm a quilter, so I would say crafts or sewing, something like that, might take a lesson in that. So there's so much available for us. And then also making sure we're staying connected with our family and friends, even though we can't actually maybe see them. But like even just a couple friends, we're going to get on tonight just, and we're going to get on Zoom just to chat, because it's not the same as being on the phone.
That's so, right. Nowadays, like you said, so many people are getting involved in using Zoom or a conference room style like that, you know, where they can have a lot of people. People are even starting to, which I think is really cool, they're starting to start little groups. You know, I'm seeing little groups starting. And they're starting to, they're like, wow, I think I'll start a women's group. I think I'll start a sales accountability group. And so out of the small thing that they're starting now because of the situation we're in might end up being a huge business, you know, add-on, huh? So that'd be pretty cool. Another thing before we go, I'd like to throw out to all the viewers and listeners, during this time, and once you start during this time, you'll find later, if you ever need to, you can pull out these last few minute tips that Kathy and I are giving you. This is a great time to block out some study time. What about the things all the audios that you never got a chance to listen to, or the products you bought, but you never had a chance to actually go through it, or you went through it, but you didn't have a chance to be like you were in college and really break it down. And you brought this to better your social media. You brought this to get more leads. And finally, Kathy, my tip to everyone is pick up the phone. People are wanting to talk.
Yeah.
Forget about the email. This is time to pick up the phone. You know, all those business cards, and I got tons of them that I just put in baggy bags. I get so many going from conferences. You guys know you got this too. This is a time to play Diana Ross and reach out and touch. What do you got to say about that, Kathy, as we close out?
Oh, I definitely agree. And I think where I thought you were going to go, and I'll go there instead, they can always watch Raven International TV.
Yeah, how did I forget that? I'm the worst at promoting myself. Yes. And our podcast, right?
right. So definitely there's, you know, the whole thing is don't let yourself get, you know, you know, if you feel like you're getting kind of bored, you know, pick something up. You got it, you know, maybe you enjoy reading, but maybe it's a movie, or maybe like we even, a group of us, you know, and we're all business women, but we've got every Thursday at 1 o'clock, we're doing a virtual tea. So we're just, you know, getting together. So, you know, branch out, be out there, pick up the phone, call people, talk to people, and don't isolate yourself.
Don't isolate yourself. And listen, remember, how hard is it sometimes for us to reach people because we never know when to catch them? They're home. We got them now. In fact, I had my daughter, who does my customer service calls, reach out and touch you guys, Kathy, because I'm like, hey, they're home. <That's not me. laughs> So she'll be calling everybody today to see if they got the email. And so this is a great time, as I shrink away, that you can reach out and touch people and take all these great tips. Kathy, before we wrap up, one final, your biggest productivity takeaway you want people to walk away with today. Can you share that with us? And then tell us about the free gift.
Yeah. So the best thing that you can do is kind of, as I said, have a schedule, but plan. You know, plan tomorrow, plan tonight what the game plan is for tomorrow. Don't wait till tomorrow morning and then get lost and have the day go by. The best thing we can do is plan and have an idea of what is important for me to do tomorrow so that we have some focus. So it's really about staying focused. And then, yes, our more stress zone resources. So I've just created a showcase of small videos, short videos. I'll be adding to it hopefully every day, if not a couple times a week, where there'll be videos just on these little quick tips, you know, no more than a couple minutes long, maybe how to deal with all the email, you know, just simple productivity tips. I'll talk about some of this stuff about us working from home during this time. And then we also have resources on a webpage where there's free content, there's free blogs, there's videos, there's handouts, there's downloadables. Just as many tips as I can give, I'm trying to give away so that if I can help anybody during this time be not only productive, but less stressed and being able to just feel better about what they're getting accomplished, I've done my job.
And you have certainly done a great job today. We have been listening to Kathy Sexton, productivity and profit specialist, speaker, author, TV host, and coach. Listen, if you are highly driven, if you're overworked, underpaid, or what she calls a stresspreneur, remember, she can help you, and she is here to help you. Take advantage of her free gift so that you can start gaining clarity and focus, and you can not just be productive, but effectively productive during the difficult and challenging times of our world or during everyday life so that your health won't be affected and so that you can work smarter and not harder and that you can reach your goals faster rather than slower. Kathy, thank you so much for being here today. We appreciate you. You're just amazing. And tell everybody one more time where they can get their free gift. I'll leave it up there too.
Yeah, you can go to theproductivityexperts.com. It's experts with a plural, theproductivityexperts.com/de-stress-zone/.
There you go. Kathy Sexton, I'm Raven, the talk show maven, and we will see you next time. Bye now.